gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a very special edition to The Psy Effect. I'm your host, Psy, and today I have Mother Knows. Everyone wants to know, who is Mother Knows? That seems to be the question of her fans, people that she's interviewed. Mother Knows has a radio show, and she has interviewed some of the biggest names in music, in television. And she had the opportunity of interviewing Tina Marie, the late, great Tina Marie, the late, great Vesta Williams, Lisa Ray, Kelly Price, MC Light, Shirley Murdoch, just to name a few. Now, Mother Knows has her own talk show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm a fan. She is known for blunt, very blunt, and funny, direct opinion about everyone from the reality shows to whatever is going on in the entertainment field. Now, this is going to be new for Mother because she's never been interviewed by anyone before. So what we're going to do today, we're going to get some dirt on Mother. We have a list of questions from some of her fans, and we're going to get to the bottom of who is Mother Knows. Please welcome to The Psy Effect, Mother Knows.
Yay! Yay! Louder! Don't stop! Keep going!
Everybody give her another round of applause! Let's do it with us!
All right, do that. Move over, Obama.
No, Mother. Now, you know we had to roll out the red carpet properly, but you know that, right?
Thank you, and it was plush, too.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming to The Psy Effect. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and I must say that, I have to say this first, that you were definitely one of the inspirations that led me to start my own show. So I want to thank you for being yourself, being you, and I've taken notes from you, and I'm sure many other people have taken notes from you, and I know they probably want to admit, because you know we got the haters out there. You know what I'm saying, right?
I do.
And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to bust your internet, Terry, and interview you first on The Psy Effect.
Well, honey, thank you for giving me the opportunity and allowing me to be on your show. And I'm so happy that I'm an inspiration, so let's bust my cherry.
Now, the thing is, you know, I've been watching you and listening to you on Twitter, and I'm like, it came to me, I'm like, you know, there's a story behind Mother Knows. You're very mysterious. You don't have a picture up of yourself. You know, a lot of people want to know, who is Mother Knows? First question, who is Mother Knows in three words?
Black, opinionated, sassy.
Absolutely, with a capital. All capital letters.
Bold case.
And bold, underlined. Now, where do you reside, Mother? Where do you reside now, and where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm wearing my Brooklyn, New York City shirt now, but I reside in Philadelphia, PA.
Brooklyn in the house, and you know, I heard your accent, so I knew it was somewhere out there in New York, because I, you know, I always hear your accent. So you representing Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
Hey! Now, people want to know how you got started in the internet radio. How did Mother get started? What happened? What's your story?
I was working at a collection agency.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't happy, but hey, it paid the bills.
Right.
It kept me afloat. And I enjoyed it to an extent because I was doing it for so long. I just started to get drained with it.
Mm-hmm.
the company I was working with, they fired me. And it was January 2009 mm-hmm. is when I got fired from a collection agency. And I decided to figure out, what do I want to do with myself?
Right. And that fire, that being fired, came out to be a blessing in disguise, right?
Amen. It was mm-hmm. the best thing that's ever happened to, well, not the best, but one of them.
Right.
I am so thankful that they fired me.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you got fired, I know that a lot of things are going through your head, as you said, that you have no idea what you're going to do, because I have been in the same situation where I was laid off, and that, you know, that time period where you're being fired or laid off and you think that you're going to have this job at least for a while or forever if you really like it, you just end up being in a whirlwind. What led you to say, you know what, I'm going to start my own radio show? What led you to that?
Well, radio has always been a passion of mine. I would say, once I came to Philadelphia, because prior to that I lived in Baltimore, Maryland. But once I came to Philadelphia, I started saying, you know what, I would love to do radio. And I loved radio as a kid coming from New York. You know, you had
mm-hmm.
WBLS and 98.7, which recently merged with WBLS, and ESPN has taken over. But I've always
mm-hmm.
listened to the radio, and certain people always intrigued me. Wendy Williams. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people think she just popped up on Plymouth Rock, but she's one of my radio heroes, as well as Miss Jones, both
right.
radio heroes of mine. And the gossiping I've always done. I've always talked about celebrities, but I just didn't know how it would all mesh together. And
mm-hmm.
in the past, I've done a lot of work. Prior to Blog Talk Radio, I've done competitions at radio stations. I've done interns at radio stations. People have mentored me at different radio stations. I've done a lot. I've got a certificate in broadcasting engineer, so it's a
wow.
lot that I've done prior to BTR.
Right, right. So that's pretty much been your foundation and your passion to just pursue that. So your being fired led you to your passion, right?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Now,
and I think a friend of mine from Facebook sent me the link to BTR and told
mm-hmm.
me, you can start your own radio show. I'm like, you can start your own radio show, because I had one before on Live 365.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
I didn't like that. But it was just another way, another setup for me. So when I got the link, I'm looking over everything. I said, you know what, let me try it out.
Right. And you did. And
I did.
And when you tried it out, I'm sure there were some bumps and bruises along the way before you mastered it, because unlike myself, I had no idea what I was doing. Like I said, I looked up to people like you and another show on Blog Talk Radio just to get some pointers and see how this thing works. Now, how did you come up with the foundation, the platform of your radio show?
I love music, and I really want people to know, before the gossip, I love music, and
mm-hmm.
I love R&B music. And I always felt like R&B has gone in a hole. People have forgot about good R&B music, and I had gotten so tired of hearing the same old thing on the radio. Back
yeah.
and forth, and the artists that I grew up to or music that I continue to listen to, they weren't being played on the radio. So I said,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'm going to start my own station, and I'm going to play the music that I love as well as the music that others will love.
Wow. And how long have you been hosting your own show now? How long has it been now?
Oh, my gosh. Is it 3 years? It's
yeah.
3 years.
Time flies when you're
wow.
having fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, my gosh. It's 3 years.
Now, we're going to go back into some questions from your fans. A lot of people want to know, what does Mother Nose look like? Now, I have the picture.
Right.
And
they can finally see one in my
yes.
AV.
Now, we didn't utilize your picture for your banner that we're going
right.
to use to promote the show. Now,
right.
how would you describe Mother Love? Give us a visual I'm sorry, Mother Knows. Why do I want to keep saying love? You know, I love you and Mother, so I keep mentioning. How do you scribe Mother Knows? What's your height? Let's start with that.
I'm probably 5'10". I look short, but I'm tall. Not basketball Kobe Bryant tall, but
right.
Tall.
Describe your complexion.
Brown skin.
Mm-hmm. And we have a couple people that asked on Twitter, what's your sexuality? Are you male or female? You know, they want to know these things. They like confused. They're all over the place.
I'm a chameleon. I'm whatever you want me to be.
I love it. I love it. You are so bad. So it's safe to say that you're a little bit of both, right?
Yes, honey. That's what makes the world go round.
I hear you. Now, we have a fan that wants to know if you have kids.
No.
Are you single, and are you looking for that special someone?
Yes and no. I'm single. I would love to be with that special person, but right now I'm so focused on my career
right.
that I know I wouldn't have the time for a relationship. But
right.
one day.
Yes, I can definitely understand that because you're blowing up. Tell them what you're doing right now.
Well, currently you can hear me on the morning show in Philadelphia, Power 99. I am
mm-hmm.
part of the morning show out there.
I've
been blessed to get on a major market because I'm coming from Blog Talk Radio.
Right, and that's the number one morning show out there in Philly, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, we're going to piggyback and go back for a minute to the radio.
Let's go back.
You told us how you got started. Do you remember your first celebrity interview on Blog Talk
yes,
Radio?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Montel Jordan.
Wow. How did that interview go?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I was so hyped that I finally got a celebrity to say yes and come on my show.
Right.
That was A. And shout out to Montel Jordan because I used to try to get drops from a lot of artists, and I reached out to a few people. As a matter of fact, back when MySpace was in, I would send people requests. Can I get a drop? I just need you to say something, da-da-da-da-da. And Montel Jordan did one for me. And when he did that for me, I said, I want him to be my first guest because I always thought that was so nice. He don't know me from a can of paint. But for him to say, hey, this is Montel Jordan, you kicking it with Mother Knows, I thought that was so nice that I had to have him as my first guest.
Wow, that's awesome. And it's hard to find a lot of celebrities that are humble these days. It's very
Amen.
It's very difficult to find. Now, next question. Is there a reason you kept your identity a secret when everyone is so curious as to what you look like and what, you know, if you're a guy, if you're female, is there a reason you've kept it, like, on mute?
Yes. I love my privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very private person.
But
the one who likes to find out all the celebrities' business is completely different than what you perceive in your brain. So I'm very private in that aspect. And then the next thing would be, I just wanted Mother Knows to be a voice. You remember the Wizard of Oz with Oz and they went behind the machine and they found out it was a machine and not him?
Yes. Yes.
That's how I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to have a face. I just knew that, call me Mother Knows and I'll get the info for you. We'll have a good time. We'll talk to some celebrities. It's going to be good.
Now, how did you come up with the name Mother Knows?
Well, I used to be a part of the ballroom community in the gay life, and they have titles where they have a mother of a house and a father of a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a house, and I was at a certain age, and I used to always joke, I wish I could be the mother, knowing that they wouldn't make me the mother, but I would always say, I want to be the mother, or make me the grandmother, or make me the godmother. And the father of the house would always tell me no. So I said, you know what? I'm going to be a mother one day. So that's how I got mother, and then I put the nose out of everything, because I know everything. Mother knows.
Now, you have this very canning way of getting the people on your show to reveal everything. How do you do that?
It's funny that you asked that, because me and my friends were just having a conversation about this today. A lot of jocks on radio like to go in.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go in on you only if you disrespect me.
Right.
But I know at the end of the day, as a listener and as a fan, we want to know the tea, honey. We
exactly.
want to know all the juicy stuff that they're not talking about, and they keep talking about who's on their album and when you can buy it. We know that, honey, but we need some info.
Right.
I just ask the questions. Ask.
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive, right?
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I wish I had an amen button on this Blog Talk Radio panel.
Stop
here.
It. Oh, Donnie McCloken button on you.
Now, you are a gay male, right?
Yes.
Did you always know that you were gay? Was it something that you discovered later on in life? Or were you born that way?
Born gay? Not going to sit here and say I always knew, because at five, you don't know nothing about mama and dada. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go with that. But as I grew up, something was always wrong or strange or very feminine. I jumped double dutch. I was the baddest double dutch jumper, okay? Can out jump all the bitches, trust me. I could do the backflips, the trips, all the stuff they're doing in these videos now, I used to be able to do as a kid jumping double dutch. I like dolls. I like playing with women clothing. So I knew, you know what I'm saying? But I just, being at a young age, you don't really grasp it yet. So I guess around, I would say, a teenager and going away to college.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it out. I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm.
Now, what college did you attend?
Norfolk State University.
Okay. And have you always been open regarding your sexuality? I know some people are...
Hell no!
No?
No. No. I was in a closet behind the morph walls. I was trying to act like I was a hetero man. I was running. I was ducking. I was dodging. Baby.
Because I'm looking at your picture, and you are sexy. You have some stilo going on here. So that's
all right. I clean up good, right?
Yes. I mean, you got the hat on. You rocking the gear. I'm like, damn. Okay, mama. Okay, I'm scared of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, how did your family feel when you decided to reveal your true sexual self? And what age was that when that happened?
For my mom, it was my late 20s, and she found out from another source.
Wow.
I never told my mother. Never told my mother. And my dad, I never told my dad. I know my dad knows, but we just leave it alone.
Right. So it's like a...
You see what I'm saying? But my mother, she found out in a horrible way. It was very hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually made us tighter as mother and son. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Now, do you regret coming out? You know, they have a lot of people, you know, with the bullying situations going on. Do you regret not staying, you know, in hiding regarding your sexuality in any way?
I'm so happy that I'm out. I'm happy that I don't have to hide and I don't have to run.
Right.
And I'm more accepting of myself.
Exactly. I completely understand that. Now, what would you give anyone that is listening that you know, they're hiding their sexuality, they are in fact gay, but they're living a double life, what advice would you give them as a gay man?
You have to live You have to take your own personal walks and your personal struggles, and you have to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard out here because people judge you daily. And they judge you on the smallest things. I mean, they say you shouldn't judge no one, period. But at the end of the day, for me being gay, and this is just for me, is all your sexuality and who you choose to sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I may have a little switch in my walk, and the wrist may be a little limp, but it's always been that way. It's natural.
Right. Now, I had a personal question. This is my question.
Okay.
Who was your favorite celebrity to interview?
Wow. Oh, it got to be one?
You can name as many as you want. You've interviewed so
many. Oh, she's going to shoot me.
Give us your top three.
Vesta Williams, God rest her soul, was a ball of fire.
Wow.
Funny, charismatic, laugh, sing, dance, act. Absolutely excellent interview.
Wow, she's a beautiful soul. You can feel her energy through the phone, I'm sure.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Next one, the late Tina Marie.
Mm.
She was frying tilapia in the kitchen. She told me she was going to whoop Foxy Brown's ass. I mean, I couldn't believe it, because first of all, when I used to do my interviews, and when I still do, I always ran to Dunkin' Donuts to get me some coffee, because I would be so nervous. I never forget interviewing Tina Marie and Stephanie Mills, another favorite. My hands were sweating. I would always call my mother around like 8:55, because my show would be at 9. I'd be like, Mom, I'm so nervous. How am I going to do this? I'm interviewing Tina Marie. Because I couldn't believe, I still, to this day, can't believe that these people have come on my show, little old me. So many people have taken a chance on me that I never thought would have taken a chance on me. Don't get me wrong, I've had my roadblocks. People say no or they don't want to come, whatever the reason may be. But at the end of the day, I've been very lucky and I've been very blessed to have such wonderful people come on my show.
Right. And you've had some great people. I mean, you've had the greats. When you said that you were just tired of not hearing the good R&B music, I commend you for stepping up and doing something about it. There's so many people that just talk the talk, they complain, but they don't do nothing. It's like, if you're going to be a part of the problem, just shut up and stand in the back.
Amen.
But you took flight. And you did something, and you changed, and you provided a format for us, your fans, because I'm definitely a Mother Knows fan, to want to bring these people back and listen. And by you doing that, you've recreated their music, and this generation is now listening to Tina Marie, Vesta, you know, Stephanie Mills, all of these people that they probably wouldn't have never thought to listen to, but because that you created this format, and you're heavily on Twitter. You're very verbal on Twitter. You have how many followers on Twitter?
15,000.
And you're making an impact. I don't know. I really don't think you really know what you've done for these celebrities, you know, our old school celebrities that we grew up on. You know, I'm in my 40s. I'm 41. And how old are you?
37.
Okay, so
wait a minute. I'll be 37 in October. I'm 36.
Oh, okay. Don't wait.
I can't make myself a year older. Wait a goddamn minute here.
Oh, that's okay. Claim that year because we want to live.
Not yet, though. It ain't October.
Yeah, claim it. But you brought these people back, Mother, and I don't think you really understand what you've done. Do you really understand the magnitude of what these interviews for our old school artist?
No, because you know what? I've always felt it was a job for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I treated it as, a job. I felt like it was my job to play the music, support the artists, and give them a platform where they can talk to their fans, where we can have an intimate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think it's my job. You know, I'm not one of those people, I don't have no big ego.
Right.
I don't think I'm fabulous, and I don't call myself a celebrity. I'm a black working man. I'm living my dream. And as long as I have a microphone and this mouth, and I can bring together the music, and I can bring together the interviews, and I can bring together the gossip, I'm going to keep on writing.
Hallelujah. I hear you. And I'm thankful that you're keeping on fighting, because you just don't know. You just don't know. And I'm sure you've helped a lot of the old school celebs to come out of slumps, to be heard, to breathe music back into the industry. So personally, I thank you. I thank you for taking a chance and doing a show and giving us options. We don't have options anymore. And you provided that, and I thank you for that.
I thank you for listening and for really getting it, because once again, I love to gossip, and anyone will tell you I am a gossip queen. Only about the celebrities, though. The other stuff
now,
I don't care about.
Now, speaking of gossiping,
mm-hmm.
Should we get any celebs that get angry? Because, like I said before, you know, you don't have a problem with sharing your opinion. Do you
Let me
get
tell you something.
Like,
I'm blocked by so many on Twitter.
Who's blocked you, mother? Who's
Gabrielle Union, that little hooker. You know, I don't like her. She's a home wrecker, and I told her she was a home wrecker, and she blocked me.
Oh, my
Swiss
God.
Swiss Beats has blocked me.
Really?
Because I let him have it about Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Johnny Gill has blocked me.
No, not
because I called her a queen.
Mm-hmm.
I called her Miss Johnny. Wait a minute. It's a whole line. Trust me. It's Tyrese.
Tyrese?
That black bastard Tyrese blocked me.
What did you say?
June Ambrose, that dirty bitch from East Tremont, blocked me. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's more. It's so many.
Go ahead.
It's so many.
So many.
Marlo Hampton blocked me. Have you ever?
Wow. So how do you know how? How does it feel when people block you? Do you get angry?
You know what? I do get angry. I do get angry, and I'm going to tell you why I get angry. Because I don't say nothing that no one else don't say. All these other people, these blogs, is the same thing. Soon as Mother Knows says something, blah, kick me in my back. Like, I don't have a voice. Yes, I'm raw. Yes, I'm blunt. But that's my way. That's how
right.
I get down. I've always been like that. You know, I'm very direct,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very opinionated,
right.
and I say it how I want, and I say it how I mean it. And a lot of people love it, but some people don't love it.
Right. And I got to commend you for that, because I've been listening to you for 2 years, and you've always kept it 1,000 with how
yes.
you feel. You never sugarcoat anything.
No.
You're blunt, and you never
yes.
double back on what you say. You never go back.
No, I don't.
Backslide. And,
no.
And say, well, you know, I didn't think, and, you know, I'm sorry. You just keep it 1,000.
You have to. Because you know why? People will respect you for being
exactly.
honest instead of bullshitting them around and telling them lies.
Exactly. You took the words right off of my tongue. Now, earlier, I called you she. And I know that you're a gay male, but, you know, sometimes...
It don't bother me, girlfriend. Someone did it earlier. I said, go ahead, girl. Because they were about to take it. I'm so used to it. It's fine.
Right. So you don't get offended with that.
No. No.
Now, let's go back to one of the reality shows while I'm on this question. I think it was Atlanta Housewives, where one of the ladies called. She was, I think it was Marlo, having an argument with Sheree, and
mm-hmm.
she told Sheree to go back in them hole, go back and hang with them fags that you hang around
yep.
with. Who offended
And
you?
I read her fucking ass to filth, when that's when she blocked me. A matter of fact, I read, she must have, you know what these celebrities do too? They check their mentions to see who's talking about them. Because I had read her, I think the night or the next day. So I went to check her timeline because someone told me she tweeted some apology. I said,
mm-hmm.
let me follow this bitch. She had already blocked me. She had already blocked me. So that bitch knew I was coming in full force because I did, because I felt she had a lot of nerve. You can say what you want to say, but you will not say it when you have a bunch of faggots doing your hair, dressing you, and putting you in Christian Louboutins, ho. I'm sorry. I didn't like that.
Yeah, we had a conversation about that at our house, and I was very offended as well, because I have gay friends, and never once I've called any of my gay friends a fag. That has never come up. You know, if one of my gay friends piss me off, male gay friends, it's like, that bitch, you know, that's what we do.
Could have said bitch. Could have said queen.
Exactly. You know, that really bothered me. And I didn't think her apology was sincere.
No, she only apologized because people was getting in her ass.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why most of these celebrities apologize, to make it look good. No, you already did that, bitch. You too late.
Right. And you know what they say, when you're arguing or when you're drunk, your true self, your true words of how you feel are revealed. When you're
all
arguing
time.
With someone, and when you're on that ooh-wee, the truth can set you free.
Amen.
Now, who was the worst celebrity interview? The worst person you just despise, it, or a celebrity interview that went wrong. Who was that? I know you've had some.
I've had a few. The majority of them is when the artist is late.
Mm-hmm.
That pisses me off the most. I don't like when you're late. And
right.
I don't like when you don't show up and don't call me, fax me, email me, some type of communication.
That's almost like someone telling you to kiss your ass.
There you go. And I don't kiss no ass. Like Ann Bitt said, if you want me to kiss your ass, you got to put it in my contract, and I still ain't kissing it. I ain't puckering up. I didn't like Kaya. I didn't like the interview with Kaya. Kaya came on my show with this rich, fabulous attitude. I asked the questions about the other girls, from Nikki to Trina to Kim. I only worry about myself. I said, well, who do you listen to? I don't listen to no one else but me. I said, you know what? Yeah. But I stayed professional.
Right.
I could have went in, but I said, you know what? Because she was taking me here, because I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I thought it was going to be raunchy and raw.
Right, because that's what her music is playing.
She came on acting like first lady.
She came out front.
Fronting. Love you down, Kaya, but you were wrong.
Now, we have a couple of minutes left. Let me get these last couple of questions out. Tell us something that no one knows about Mother Knows. Reveal. Open the box.
Open up my box.
With a flashlight.
Let me see.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Right,
I used to do videos back in the day. I danced in a few videos back in the day.
Really?
Yes, I did.
You were popping your booty?
No, I wasn't working a pole or anything. I always could dance, so I used to get down. And me and my girlfriends, we used to always find auditions to go to. And I was casted in two videos. Three, as a matter of fact.
Was it anyone?
Joski Love. A lot of people probably don't remember him, but he's from the Pee Wee Herman dance. He had tried to come back out like in the 90s, and he had this song called They Love Joe. I was in this group called Downtown Science. They were signed to Def Jam, and I was also in Pete Rock and CL Smooth video, The Cut Creator, or Is It The Creator?
Wow.
And one more thing. I was almost a contestant on Making the Band with Diddy.
Really?
Yes, I was. That's all I'm telling. Yes, honey, I went all the way up to New York from Philadelphia, waited on that long line outside of Bad Boy Records to be the den mother. They were looking for a den mother. This is when Danity came.
Yes.
And they were looking for a den mother. And I auditioned. And I was this close. It was down to me and the guy who won, but they picked the other guy.
Oh, man. They should have picked you. He couldn't handle it.
God is good.
Yeah, you're right. Everything happens.
And I got to meet Diddy, so hey.
So you did a little something.
I told you I've been up the block and around the corner.
That is some dirt. Now, before we go, you said, I read on your Twitter that you are available to host weddings, funerals, kiddies, bar mitzvahs, wedding parties.
Let me tell you something, honey. I want to take this coochie on tour. You hear me? And if you got the dollars, I will be there.
Give us your Twitter handle so it can follow you on Twitter.
Follow me at Mother Knows. It's a bumpy ride, so put on your seatbelt because not too many can survive it. But it's all love.
It's a bumpy but fun ride. Now, do you
want to? Yes, it is.
You're on Facebook. You have a fan page.
Oh, no. Even though y'all fuckers been finding me. No shade. But that's private. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow me on Twitter. I need to make a fan page. But I'm not into all this. Twitter is enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all find me anyway, so I'm sure y'all find me. Because people just be popping up. I'm like, who is this?
How did they find you? Because I've been trying to find you for a week.
See,
on Facebook,
keep looking, girl. You.
I'll
give you my government, and we'll talk about, so you don't have to go through all of that. But everyone else,
right,
keep the scavenger hunt going.
All right, because I thought I had to holler at your boy Mark, the owner of Facebook. Like,
you are mess. I am hidden. And once they listen to the interview, they'll know why.
Oh, my gosh, Mother, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Sai Effect radio show, internet radio show. Thank you, thank you. And I wish you much success. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully with my own show, the Mother Knows show.
Yes, put it into the universe.
Put it into the universe.
And it will come true.
Amen.
Thank you so much. You are welcome. You are officially Sai Effect family. You are welcome anytime. When that Mother Knows show comes to be, you have to come back and promote it, because we know it's going to happen. We're not
and I won't treat you, and I won't treat you like garbage. I don't know who that is. No, I ain't doing her show.
Oh, wait.
You know how people do once they get big?
She don't answer the phone no more. I can't even.
Keep sending me a voicemail.
I don't even see her on Twitter. She must have blocked it.
Let me tell you something. Thank you so much. I had a damn good time, and I appreciate you for listening to my shows.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate you for supporting me, and I appreciate you for inviting me from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure. I've never had this much fun. I may not say that. You know, some other people are going to be like, what about me? Are you interviewing me?
No, honey, this was a hot-ass mess.
this was truly the most fun interview I've ever had, and I thank you for being open. I know it's hard to reveal, you know, your personal life. That's a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being open and honest and answering all of the questions and not dodging anything. I appreciate you, and much success, because I know that you're going to be on top. You're heading that
thank
way
you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. And you're going to be on top. You're already on top. You have your own show. You're doing your own thing, and you're making moves.
Thank you, Mom. From your lips to God's ears. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone that has listened to Mother Knows interview. You can tune in to the Sai Effect Internet Radio Show every Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, much love.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Sai Effect.